You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The city of Syracuse is looking to change some of its trash collection practices by eliminating service to larger apartment buildings. Current ordinance sets the maximum number of units at 10. City Director of Operations Corey Driscoll Dunham says the plan before common councilors would draw the line at 4.
If you have more than 4, it's a commercial business, you should really be contracting with a private hauler to take care of the trash. We're dealing with a lot of long-term issues, aging equipment, the physical toll that our sanitation workers take. So we thought, let's look at what other cities are doing. Let's see if we can get that done in Syracuse.
Driscoll Dunham says some of the nearly 400 apartment buildings between 5 and 10 units have already made the switch to a private hauler. So it makes sense to be consistent. The city could save at least $300,000. Aside from reducing costs, Common Councilor Michael Green questions the rationale behind the move. He's worried that landlords could face increased trash collection costs, which would likely be passed on to renters who are least able to afford it.
I have a little bit of a question on the equity of that. As a single family homeowner, the city picks up my trash. So if I'm a renter in an 8-unit apartment, why the city wouldn't provide a similar service is something that concerns me a little bit, because I think as a city, we should be promoting density. We want to have a walkable community.
Green says this change might discourage multiple unit dwellings. He and his colleagues are also considering a less controversial plan to get out of the trash brokerage business. Corey Driscoll Dunham says that in the 1990s, Syracuse and other cities stopped picking up commercial waste, but acted as a middleman and billing agent between businesses and haulers.
At the time that this was introduced, the city was able to get a discounted rate for the number of businesses that were in the pool. Over the years, the pool has gotten much smaller, and we don't believe this is the best use of our staff time. And so why not just take ourselves out of the middle, connect the haulers directly with the businesses.
She says they're confident the remaining 140 businesses can secure a better rate on their own, while the city would free up a staffer from processing bills. The council could take up the measure at its next meeting, September 9th. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.